Let's take a good deep breath right now and let's put on a little bit of music to bring this to a morale. I know many of you are hurting right now. There's some anxiety. More should be happening. I must be doing something wrong. None of this is working. Others are making it work, but it's not for me. No, just let's relax. Let's relax right now. Remember, we've had a lot of meetings in the other realms. Some of these nocturnal meetings. Remember when we talked about the whole layout for this lifetime, for the time of the machines? And myself and some of the other ascended masters said, you know, it's going to be an interesting time down there when you go back down to Earth in that lifetime. And there's going to be times where you really get caught in all the old stuff as much as you know right now. And that's when you just have to relax. There's going to be times when you're wondering what you're doing wrong or thinking this is all a bunch of crap, and that's fine. It's perfectly fine to wonder about it, but then just take a deep breath and relax. Feel in again into why you're here. It wasn't a mistake. You chose to be here. I remember when we had those talks and I said, you know, you're not going to be alone. I'm going to be with you. Tobias will be with you. Many other the ascended masters, we're going to be there. Whether you like it or not. Sometimes you may not. But you're going to be there with a group of other humans all across the planet, not limited to one culture, one language. You're going to be there with many, many others. And, you know, that's probably one of the most comforting things, that you're not alone. And you're going to be able to meet them in person and in other ways. See, who were talking before you came here to the planet, and for many of you, the internet wasn't even a reality. You're going to be able to talk to each other and share and cry on each other's shoulders, and that's something we didn't have. The other ascended masters, we didn't have that. This is one of going to be one of the greatest gifts that you've given yourself, to be there with others. There's going to be times when maybe it doesn't go fast enough on the planet. You wonder if you didn't pump out enough light. There are going to be times when it goes way too fast and you're having a hard time keeping up with it. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the time clock or when things happen. It's not important. It all works out. It all resolves in just the right way. We're not in a rush here. There's going to be times when you hit the wall. You're going through so much in your own life at a biological level, bringing in your light body. You're getting out of your mind. You're going through so much, and you're just going to flat out hit the wall. I remember when I told a lot of you that, you're like, oh, no, not me. One over there might, but not me. Yeah, well, that you do. And that's okay, because sometimes that emotional bump and fill of hitting the wall kind of gets you reoriented, kind of wakes you up. And I wouldn't be smiling about it if I didn't know that you're going to collect yourself, you're going to get right up, you're going to take a deep breath, and you're going to let your energy reorient itself. You're going to realize that you were just trying to think through it too much. And you're going to get up and say, geez, I don't have to work this hard. I just have to let my energy serve me and guide me. I just have to allow the flow of my soul. What was I thinking? I went back to my old human habits of trying to control and manipulate and make things happen. All I have to do is be present. That's it. There's a lot happening right now. A lot on the planet. And we talk about it almost every day at the Ascended Masters Club. There's some that are totally amazed at how quickly things go. Others of us that we knew they were going to go pretty fast, but not quite like this. We knew that there were going to be times when you were going to call out, cry out, scream out, and wonder if you're doing the right thing. Wonder about yourself. We know that, again, with everything happening on the planet and with the way that you are, you want to take this all in yourself. You want to actualize it within you, even though it's not necessarily yours, to see if you can work through it, if you can let energies resolve and let them then transcend and open up. You want to take it all within you as your personal issue, kind of like putting together a great big jigsaw puzzle on behalf of humanity, when you really don't have to, but you do. Can you do it? And then you feel, if you can do it, I took all this crap in. If you can do it, really burden yourself, overload yourself, but you still do it, you think you're going to be more effective at than bringing consciousness and light. Phew, like the master. I took on all this. I took on an overload more than anybody could imagine. And I was able to work my way through. I was able to really transform all that within. So now that I did it within me, I put it out to the planet. Yeah, that's good, but you don't need to do that. In a way, I feel you're kind of testing yourself. You're kind of saying, how bad can I be? How big can I take on of all these issues? Why? That's what I told my dear friend the other night. I said, why? What are you trying? You trying to prove something to me? You trying to prove it to yourself? Why? You don't need to do that. If you want to, you're welcome. And yeah, we'll talk about it maybe at the Ascended Masters Club. But it's unnecessary. Absolutely unnecessary. I told her then, just relax into your own consciousness and your own light. That's all you need to do. Don't take on this other stuff. Don't. It's bringing you down. You'll work through it eventually, but are you going to feel any better? Any more level of satisfaction? Any more accomplished? If you think you will, if you think by making it tough, you're gonna have a better experience and your light is going to be shinier, go ahead and do it. Or not. Realize that you've already done everything that you need to do. You've already taken on all that you need to take on. And realize that right now, you don't have to go through all that. Right now, it's just about taking a deep breath, relaxing, and letting the purity of your light shine without agenda. That's it. It's up to you, I told her. We're going to watch, or I'm going to watch and see what she does. What you all do. Are you really just going to allow, or are you going to continue to take on the experiences. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm there one way or the other. But right now, just for this little moment, right now, let's just relax. Relax into your realization. Relax into your master self. Relax into that grace, that grace of life. I don't want to diminish what you've been doing, any of you have been doing, by one bit at all. It's tough, and you don't see me there. Except for these occasions that I come in through Caldera. You don't see a lot of the other Ascended Masters. It's tough. And I certainly don't want to make fun of it. Not at all. But I do want to make light of it. Let's take a deep breath together. Deep breath together. Just relax, okay? Just relax.